The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The Health and Safety Authority has found that almost half of employers inspected since the end of the first lockdown were in breach of COVID-19 rules. As well as that, more than 2,000 complaints related to COVID were made to the authority between May and the end of the year. As we continue to live with level 5 restrictions and the public health advice remains that you should work from home, does the government need to properly address workplace breaches and create better legal protection for employees? We'll be talking to Sinn Féin's spokesperson on Enterprise, Trade and Employment, TD for Dublin Fingal, Louise O'Reilly, in a moment. But right now, SIPTU's divisional organiser, Greg Ennis, is on the line. Greg, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you might tell us what sectors you represent.
Well, I represent three sectors within the division. So you've got pharmaceutical, chemical, medical devices, agriculture, ingredients, food and drink, and electronics, engineering and industrial production. So it's a vast wave of 50,000 members of SIPTU across the three sectors.
Yeah. Now, have you been hearing from your own members complaining that employers won't do what's needed?
Oh, absolutely. But first of all, I welcome the fact that the HSA is now doing what it should be doing, because in all of this past since last March, I found it incredible that on May 19th, the chief executive of the HSA admitted to the Oireachtas Committee that they had only commenced inspections that week with regard to COVID within the meat industry, for example, which was one of the biggest vectors of employment for the transmission of COVID. We now have over 2,500 of those workers confirmed with COVID over the last 10 months out of 15,000. So while they're terrible figures, it doesn't surprise me. And in fact, the Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland, who has worked closely with SIPTU trying to assist workers over the last 10 months throughout the country, in November they issued their report, which said that 60% of workers surveyed had been injured at work. So they are shocking statistics, but not surprised. Now, I will say that certain sectors do their work really well with regard to health and safety, but unfortunately the sectors that were deemed so essential by the government and so essential by the employers, such as the meat industry, they do not recognise that essentiality in pay terms and conditions, and they are directly related to what I believe are dangerous conditions in the workplace. So no, the figures do not surprise me.
Now, 2,000 complaints made to the HSA, as I mentioned. 30 prohibition orders were issued for serious breaches of the rules that were seen to pose a risk of injury. So I presume they were shut down at least until they rectified the deficits. But the kind of things that they're talking about, no handshake policies, you know, they didn't have those. They didn't provide adequate PPE or hand sanitizers or screens between staff, preventing gatherings in changing rooms, locker rooms and shower rooms. Your colleague Jason Palmer said carpooling was going on, staff sharing accommodation, interacting on breaks and smoking in shelters. These were the kind of issues that they came across again and again.
Yeah, look, we got an opportunity to address the Oireachtas Committee, and we made a very substantive submission and got a fair hearing at that Oireachtas Committee in September. But unfortunately, Pat, the Oireachtas Special Committee on COVID issued recommendations pertaining to the meat industry and other sectors of food production. And those six key recommendations are now gathering dust on the shelf. They're not being acted upon by government. So they don't need to just talk the talk, they need to walk the walk. So yeah. Carpooling, house, we've been through all of that for the last 10 months. I will say that the HSA, I believe, has been culpable in the past. It has improved because we've shone a spotlight on this like never before, and it's an ill wind that doesn't blow some good, because a lot of these industries have now had a microscope put on them because of COVID. And for example, up to May of this year, of 2020, 90% of inspections were announced inspections by the HSA and meat plants. Now, that is unacceptable. That has completely changed, where now it's about 98%, I believe, are unannounced, and that's the way it should be, because employers will prepare and have everything neat and tidy and safe and proper PPE, and as soon as the HSA is going out the door, things go back. And that's what leads to difficulties, Pat.
Yeah. So, Greg, are you happy now the HSA is doing the job that is required of them? And are you saying that, just keep at it? Or do they need more help? Do they need even more legislation? Well, is it fine?
I think you've hit a number of key points, and I'll be brief. I think absolutely they need more resources. They've called for that, and other bodies have supported them on that. They need resources to inspect the workplace in this country. Legislation, yes. We need legislation. Germany has brought in legislation which has brought about prohibition on subcontracting, for example, in the meat industry. Controls will be extended with fixed inspection quotas over there and so on. And that's in from the 1st of January of this year in Germany. We need more laws. We need more enforcement. We need more inspections. But importantly, there has been progress. We reached an agreement with Meat Industry Ireland in September on a number of elements in a protocol which underpin and enhance the existing HSE guidelines. And like you see, the government, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It depends on the sector. But the government, for example, brought in serial testing of meat workers. Then they stopped it. Then they brought it back in again. And that proved really positive because, you know, towards October, November of 2020, we were down to, you know, 0.3% positivity rate shown by serial testing being done on a weekly basis. But that stopped. Now, I know there's demands for the testing and all of that, but that has stopped. And unfortunately, that's where it starts. So, yes, resources is absolutely critical to this.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the HSA is doing what they're doing, but they need to do more of it.
Yeah, but testing once a week, to be quite honest, is not even enough in a meat plant or whatever. You've got to have testing every day or every second day with cheap antigen testing, but very effective.
But Pat, that is a critical point, and I'll tell you why. Because the proven vectors for transmission of COVID in the meat industry, workers with no sick pay, for example, 9 out of 10 workers do not have sick pay. Now, I'm happy that the government at the end of last year, confirmed that by the end of this year, by the end of 2021, there will be occupational health pay on statute. And I welcome that. It should be now. It shouldn't be next at the end of this year. But that has forced workers at the moment where 9 out of 10 do not have sick pay to take a decision as, do I go into work with symptoms of COVID, for example, or do I stay at home? And people will say, well, they'll get the pandemic payments, etc. But when you were on a minimum wage of $450 a week, that loss of 100 or 150 a week is the difference between putting bread on the table for your family. So you will go to work, and without that serial testing and all of the vectors that exist, for example, in the meat industry, it spreads. So, yeah, it is all linked.
Okay, look, thank you very much for that, Greg. Louise O'Reilly has been listening to that conversation. More resources, but they are now doing, in the HSA, the job that they should be doing.
They are indeed, Pat, but they do need more resources. So I note the article in the paper today, and I think it's really good, and fair play to you for covering it. It's really good that we're having this conversation in relation to workplace safety, and I hope it continues post-pandemic. It's not that long since I was a colleague of Greg's working away in SIP2, and it was often very difficult to get workers' rights onto the agenda. They're on the agenda now, and I hope it continues after the pandemic. But if we look at, I'm just looking at some figures here that I got myself from the Department of Enterprise in relation to HSA inspections. So they are up in some areas, but you can clearly see that they're being moved out of some areas and into others. So it's a case of shifting around the resources. Actually, and Greg is spot on this, what's needed is an increase in the resources that the Health and Safety Authority have. The same as Greg, I would absolutely welcome the fact that there's been a complete shift in terms of announced versus unannounced inspections. And I think that's a very positive thing. And that's something else that I would hope continues post-pandemic
We know that in particular factories and meat factories where they're using saws and all the rest of it, that there are particular normal dangers. And I mean, outside of any pandemic dangers, there are normal dangers. And they need to be policed, of course. The issue we have at the moment, obviously, is because of the pandemic and what would never have been dreamed of, you know, a perspex divider between two people sitting in an office, that kind of stuff, and the rights for people to demand that kind of protection and adequate PPE and sanitizer at every hand's turn. I mean, do we need to toughen up all of that? We've had promises from Leo Varadkar that this is going to happen, that people's rights to be safe, either, you know, working in the office or the right to say, I'm not safe there, I'm going home, that they have to be enshrined in law.
Well, I think, you know, we could wait around for Fine Gael to legislate for workers' rights, Pat, and you and I will grow old and grow older and grow older. What we need to do is put pressure on them to do the right thing. And I would say, you know, since you've given me the opportunity, the most powerful thing that a worker can do is join a union. Join a union, get active in the union, you know, and organise collectively to ensure that they bargain at the level of the workplace and that they have a say nationally through their trade union. That is a very, very powerful, it's a very strong weapon in a time of a pandemic or indeed post-pandemic. But what I would say is one very important step that the Oireachtas could take is to pass a piece of legislation that I have published and introduced. It's on the order paper. I'm waiting on a date to do the legislative scrutiny at the committee, the level of the Enterprise Committee, and that's to make COVID-19 a notifiable illness so that it is automatically notifiable to the Health and Safety Authority. If you catch COVID-19 in your workplace, that it is a workplace injury. If you catch it in your workplace, it should be automatically notifiable to the Health and Safety Authority. And of course, that brings us back to the fact the Health and Safety Authority does need to have a massive increase in resources, increases in their capability to do inspections and indeed to do the type of follow-up that is required. So it's not just one inspection, but if enforcement orders are issued or if they've been issued with warnings, they need to have the staff to be able to go back and go back and go back and ensure that a high standard is maintained. And I think one thing the pandemic has taught us in relation to sick leave, and Greg alluded to it there, and I said it back in March and I've been saying it ever since, is in a time of a pandemic, you know, sick pay and access to a properly funded, decent sick pay scheme becomes a very important instrument of public health. And we saw that in the evidence that was given by Greg and indeed by the Migrant Rights Centre and the Independent Workers Union at the level of the Oireachtas Committee on COVID, where they were saying that some people, although they may have had some symptoms, they were very, very worried, you know, and maybe would have gone into work and would have dismissed them and would have said, oh, this is just
we also know, Louise, of people who don't turn up for a test, even though they should have one, because the consequences of being positive means I'm not at work and I don't get paid. So all of that needs to be looked at. Yeah, absolutely.
It does need to be looked at very, very seriously.
Louise, thank you very much for joining us. Louise O'Reilly, who is Sinn Féin's spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment and TD for Dublin Fingal.